Since being announced in 2016, the topic of Brexit has dominated headlines across the UK, with many people wondering what kind of deal we'll leave with, whether there'll be a second referendum, or whether we'll actually leave at all. With the original date of 29th of March 2019 pushed back, and Theresa May confirming her resignation once the deal comes through, it seems that there is no end in sight to one of the most topical debates in recent history. Towns and cities across the UK are divided whether to remain or leave, and many options are being discussed to try and make a decision on the final Brexit deal once and for all. Richard Hall from the campaign group Lincoln for a People's Vote believes that having a people's vote is what's best for the country.
Personally, I think it legitimises all those people who've complained that the People's Vote campaign and other campaigns opposed to Brexit is overthrowing the so-called will of the people and is undemocratic. But there's nothing more democratic than going to the ballot box and casting your vote.
Lincoln is one of many cities in the UK that have been completely consumed by Brexit over the last 3 years, with debate amongst residents over what this could mean for our country. We spoke to residents across the city to find out more.
I believe that with Brexit, we'll have a good trade relationship with other countries. We can still trade with the European Union countries, no problem there.
I just think it's a bit of a mess at the moment. I think they should stick to what we voted for and just do the best for this country.
I think it's disgusting. I think they couldn't manage anything. I think whether you wanted to stay in or leave, the mess that they've made, the politicians, is just beyond words, really.
The impact of Brexit is one that has potential consequences all across the nation, and people across Lincoln have been observing this impact, wondering what leaving the European Union could mean for the city and county in general. Richard believes the impact of Brexit on Lincoln could be interesting to see when the deal finally goes through.
While there have been many people who have come along and supported our efforts to raise awareness and to engage people, there have been an awful lot of people who say, no, you lost, get on with it, we should leave without a deal, blah, blah, blah. And there's been a lot that have said absolutely nothing at all and just not interested.
Last night saw a further twist to the story as MPs rejected alternative arrangements to Miss May's deal, and the future remains as unclear as ever, with the risk of a no-deal Brexit becoming increasingly likely. Whatever the case may be, it's a story that many people will remember exactly where they were at the time, and an interesting future awaits. Matt Senior, reporting for Siren Radio.